Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Over the last few decades, America's extraordinary position of power has shielded from the consequences of a government that consistently executes badly. Compared with citizens of other advanced countries, Americans have put up with government that is second-rate at all levels. So many of Americans' recent reactions to political, economic, and natural disasters, 9/11, the 2008 financial crash, and COVID-19, have been costly disasters. The divide that has organized politics for a couple of centuries has been between left and right. The left has advocated a larger role for the state in the economy, while the right has staunchly defended free markets. The 20th century political debate was about the size and role of government in the economy, the quantity of government. But what seems to matter most in our present crisis is the quality of government. America is, in its DNA, an anti-statist country. The right comes at it by defunding government. The left does it by encumbering it with so many rules and requirements that it has a similar dysfunctional effect. While America is successful enough to never collapse, it is slowly edging downward, muddling along with a haphazard mix of dynamic economics and dysfunctional politics. The lives of average Americans continue to slip behind, oblivious to the improvements abroad. The country is becoming more parochial and less global, losing influence and innovation, all the while consoling itself with fantasies that it is utterly exceptional. For many decades, the world needed to learn from America, but now America needs to learn from the world. And what it most needs to learn about is government, not big or small government, but good government. America will always disappoint its most ardent detractors and admirers. It's a big, complicated place, and you can always find in it what you want. But the pandemic has laid bare persistently widening fissures, which were best defined decades ago by the economist John Kenneth Galbraith as private opulence and public squalor. The United States has long had a dazzling private sector, but its public institutions, with a few exceptions, limp along. Washington can throw money at a problem, which often does the job eventually, but it cannot run well a complex national program to serve a collective benefit. The system of checks and balances, replicated at every level of government, ensures that someone, somewhere, can always block any positive action. The United States has become a nation of naysayers. We are no longer a democracy, but are what some are calling a veto-ocracy. This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.